Welcome to the Anthem Church Podcast. Our desire is to transform lives through authentic experiences with God and with people. This message is brought to you from Anthem Church in Fairview, Oregon. We pray you are encouraged, inspired, and strengthened through the teaching and preaching of God's Word.
Good morning. Still morning. Good morning, church. Good morning, the best people in Portland. I like to greet everyone at this church with this greeting. The best people in Portland. Serious. I believe so. Do you know why? Not because I am good, but because His goodness, His blessing is in me. Amen? So that's why in the presence of God, we become better and better and better until we become the best in Portland, in Jesus' name, for His glory. Amen? Amen. And I'm so glad to be back. And thank you, Pastor Brad and Lisa, for inviting me. It's a big privilege and honor for me to be with you at this place. When I came, I met so many people that I know, a lot of hugs, a lot of love, and it was kind of even overwhelming. So that's awesome, guys. You carry the love and sweet presence that you just spread around you. Amen. God bless you for that. Amen. And you probably, if you don't know me, my name is Vasily Yarosh. I was about 8 years ago, 9 years ago, I met with Pastor Brad first time. And when we met, it was a divine flow, divine appointment for us. God told me exactly that I need to go and meet with Pastor Brad. It was, if I would tell you all things that God led me during that time to meet with Pastor Brad, so we met. And he also said that God told him that someone is going to call him and set an appointment, and it's going to be the guy who will be from a little different background. So, and since that time, the conversation in Pastor Brad in your office, if you remember that day, I do remember that day, was so cool. When we talked, I felt that the presence of God orchestrated our steps and our future. So, and during those 9 years, even right now, during last year, we meet regularly with Pastor Brad for just to talk, to see what's going on. So we have a great friendship with Pastor Brad and Lisa, and for me, it's an honor to be here with you and just to preach and share whatever God laid on my heart. Are you excited about that or not, or just me? I'm just kidding. Love you too, guys. All right, so maybe a couple years ago, we had a conflict with my wife. Oh, you guys, quiet. At that moment, she planned a lot of stuff in her calendar, and I planned my stuff in my calendar, and our calendar sometimes was conflicting between each other. So, and at some point, we were like, we need to find the, you know, way how we can be on the same page, same calendar. And thanks God for Google Calendar. It helped us and cast the demon away. So we are on the same calendar right now, and whatever she plans, she enter into the calendar, and instantly I see that, and whatever I am planning, and I want her to be there, and I'm planning and put in a comment note, make sure that you're going to be there. So we know we are on the same page. And when I was thinking about this coming year, 2018, I thought, Lord, I know that you have a lot of plans for 2018. Because you are the God who controls everything. You planned from the beginning till the end, right? He planned me. He saw me in you, in His plan. So He is the one who plans everything, right? And He controls everything. In my mind, I was like, Lord, I want to be on the same page with you. Not doing my stuff, not planning my stuff, then you're going to plan a different stuff for me, and at some point I'll be, Lord, what's going on? Why is my plans are not successful? Because probably He has something different for me. So that's why I was praying, and the Lord told me, you need to sync with my calendar. Sync with my calendar. When you're going to sync with my calendar, you'll know what is on my heart. And when you know what's on my heart and you connect with my heart, then it's going to be easier for you to move forward. Then I start studying about the whole idea of seasons and times. And I found out that Solomon, the smartest guy, he was studying idea of seasons and times. And he come up with the 28 different seasons in life. 28 different seasons. And also, he understood that idea of time. And in Ecclesiastes 3:1, we can read about that. He says, there is an appointed time for everything. And there is a time for every event under heaven. What he says here, that everything planned, and there is a season for everything, and action or events which kind of goes with that season. And also then he explains different seasons, 28 different seasons. And I see in my life kind of divided into different seasons. And I know in Joseph's life from the Old Testament, he had that seasons too. Like in the beginning of his life, he had that dream. You remember his dream, right? Stars will bow down, and even moon and the sun and so forth. So he had different dreams. At age of 17, he was betrayed and sold to Egypt. He spent 10 years in Potiphar's house doing whatever he was doing there. And in the end of that season, he was betrayed again and got into the prison. Spent 3 years in the prison. Then after that, 7 years of prosperity came to his life. 7 years of prosperity. During that 7 years of prosperity, he did right things. He synced with God's calendar. So when the next 7 years of famine came, he was prospering and became even more rich and bought people with their land and with their wealth. He bought them during that time, and he became even greater that moment. So when I'm thinking about different times and season, I see it's very important for us to understand this idea of season. And first thought is that blessed is the man who understands what season he is in right now. Bless those people. Bless that man who understands that I'm a season of, for example, prison. What should I do during that time? Or prosperity season. What should I do that time? Bless that person who understands that. If we understand what season we are in, we will experience more joy and peace. Right? When we know what's going on. Also, if it will give us knowledge what kind of battles should we fight and what battles we should not fight if we understand what season we are in. For example, sometimes we fight with different people, and we think, what this guy or girl is doing in my life? Why he's causing me so many problems? I'm gonna fight, right? Anybody thought that way? Yes, I did. I did many times. Then God taught me a lesson from David. Once David was walking with his bodyguards, and one of the guys said bad things about him. And one of the bodyguards said, just say the word. Well, we'll take his head off. And he said, no, don't do that. Because I know what's going on. I know what season I'm in right now. Because God is dealing with me. God is preparing me for that time of and different season when I'll be the king. So right now he's working on me. So with why you killed that guy? Because it's not about the guy, it's about the me in that season. God is preparing me for something bigger and better. When we understand what season we are in, we understand what battle we should fight and should not fight. And when we understand what we're season, it's easier for us to cooperate with God. Cooperate with God. Amen. For example, we know that there is a four season: winter, spring, summer, and fall. Amen. Is it a good idea to sow a seed? My question to you. Is it a good idea to sow a seed or not? It's a good idea, right? What about if we're going to sow a seed during winter? Is it the best time to sow a seed? No. Because we want to sow a seed during spring. So even though it's a good thing, but it needs to be the right time. Amen? So in the Chronicles 12:32, Bible explain us about few smart people. And Bible says they knew what to do, and when to do that. In Chronicles 12:32. If it's not on the screen, maybe you can write down, maybe you'll see that. But it was a people who understand that. And this is what I see. Wise men cooperate with God, understand the season. They cooperate with God to understand the season. And right now, for example, talking about Joseph, he knew exactly what he needs to do during different seasons. For example, when he was in a prison, probably he thought, Lord, what I'm doing here? You promised me, I saw the dream, and why I'm still here? And when he prophesied and gave the prophecy to those two guys, cupbearer and the second one is baker. Here we go. Yeah, because yes. So those two guys, and one of them was promoted and restored into the position with the Pharaoh. You remember the story, right? And he told him, "When you're going to be there, remind the king, remind the Pharaoh about me." And he forgot. And I can imagine Joseph being in the prison and thinking, Lord, why the guy forgot about me? What's going on? Lord, I thought he will take care of me. At some point, I think God spoke to Joseph and said, you think your life in the hand of that guy? You think your promotion in the hand of this cupbearer, boss, other person? If you think that way, then you need to expect them to help you. But if you understand, if you would only put your trust in me, then I will take care of your next season. I will end that season and will take you to the next season, because you learned the lesson during that season. When you learn the lesson during that season, the next season is coming. Until you learn that lesson, you will continue in the same season. And it happened so many times in Israel, in Egypt. When they left Egypt in the desert, they were going around the same mountain because they did not learn the lesson. When we learn the lesson, we move into a new season. And I can imagine, for example, when he learned that and said, Lord, oh, I know, it's all about you. I trust you. You take care of me. The Lord said, that's good. Now is the time. And he promoted him, and he put him next to the Pharaoh, and blessed him with ideas. And what he did during that time, when you are in a time of prosperity, what do you need to do? You need to build storehouses. He built storehouses, warehouses. He gathered a lot of wealth because it was time to work hard. And he said, we need to work hard during prosperity time together as much as we can. Every season has something that we need to do. When the famine came, he said, now it's a different season. We need to be merciful and help people and take care of them, their lives, take care of their food. So, and I see that God is taking us from one season to another, from one season to another. Amen? And be honest to you, I believe that God in the business of changing destinies and changing lives. He is taking us from whatever we are right now, and he wants us to be prosperous, he wants us to be blessed, he wants us to grow and multiply and enjoy life and be the blessing to others, because we see that a lot in the Bible. Amen? We see that a lot. For example, Joseph, he was a slave and became second. We know David, he was a shepherd boy, the lowest work position in the entire Israel, to be a shepherd boy. But because he understood the principle of going from one season to another, passing the test, passing the lesson, learning the lesson, and moving from one season to another, God took him into that position, being the first in the country, the king. Even though he was anointed 20 years ago to be the king, and spend another 20 years going from one season to another until he learned his lesson, and God said, now it's your time. Amen. And I believe every season has a goal, every season has a burden or something that God is putting on us that we need to do. Every season has the word that we have. Sometimes I meet different people and they say, Pastor, look at that in the scripture. This is the most important word. You know, everyone needs to know this word. And I'm like, what is the word? Some of them would say, it's the grace. The grace of God is the most important in life. And I said, yes, and amen. Then I understand that for that person right now, the most important is to receive as much grace as it possible. So that's why he thinks about grace. For another person, when I meet another person, he's like, Pastor, we need to fight. We need to become victorious. We need to, you know, get new territories and expand because Bible teaches. And I said, yes and amen. Because this is your season for new territories. Expand and grow the word. And God will give you the word for each season, which you need to hold on and stand on and declare. And second, declare, confess, release it, speak about this, live by that. Because when you're going to step into a new season, God will give you another word. Amen, church? How to get into the new season? The last thought that I want to share with you, how to get into the new season. Maybe you are going through some difficult times right now. Maybe 2017 was not the best year for you, 2017. And you are thinking, Lord, I don't know what to do next. Same work, same kitchen, same people, same. Lord, how to enter into something different. Whatever you promised 20 years, 10 years ago, how to get there. And I believe God wants to take you to the next season, even today, to make that new step, first step into the new season, first step. Because when we come, I believe the Holy Spirit is here, amen? And you feel it, amen? And he is planting something inside of me and you. And maybe whatever you do right now, even today, will give you that first step into a new season. Or maybe 2017 was a good year for you. And you're like, Lord, thank you. My life is good. I have everything, whatever I need. I'm enjoying life. Lord, I'm just thankful. I want to encourage you to dream even more. Why? Because our God can do exceedingly, abundantly more than we can think, pray, or even imagine. And everybody said, do you believe in that guy? Do you believe in that God, which can do even more than you ever imagined? I know, I experienced many times when I was thinking, Lord, if I would just be right here, it's gonna be enough. And at some point I reached that and I was like, Lord, I cannot believe that I got there with your mercy and blessing. Then I thought, maybe Lord, you can do even that more. Can you? Will you? And then I said, Lord, if you, I'm willing. Let's do. Then God will take me to the next level. And I believe God can do even more and more, because his plan, not just to bless you, but through you, bless even Portland, your relatives, your family, people around you, and even the country, as he blessed David and Joseph. He can do even that in your life. It's possible. He did it back then, and he can do it even right now. It's only up to us how I'm willing to step in from one season to another. Amen? What should we do during that season? Ecclesiastes 3:5. Are we going to pray? Are you ready? I want to spend some time in prayer today. Amen? Because I know that we need to receive the word and water it. Amen? When we receive, we water, then it's going to grow. Amen? So Ecclesiastes 3:5, it says, time, there is a time, throw stones, time to gather stones, time to embrace, and time to shut. Embracing. Very interesting verse, right? What stones? What are we talking about? What kind of stones? If you would only know what happened in Israel, before people planted a field, a new seed, what they would do? They would plow the rocky soil in Israel, and they will take off stones and throw them on the side. And God explained the principle how we can embrace new territory, how we can step into new territory. He said, what do you need to do? You need to plow your territory, your heart. And Hosea 10:12, it's another verse. I believe this verse will bless you. And it says, plant the good seed of righteousness, and you will harvest a crop of love. Plow up the hard ground of your hearts. For now is the time to seek the Lord, that he may come and shower righteousness upon you. Amen, amen, amen. God give glory. This is the word for each one of us. If you want to step into new territory, possess new territory, get something new, what he says to all of us, plow your heart. Prepare your heart. Prepare the ground, prepare it. Because how, you know, in my life, in my ministry, I see God usually don't just throw stuff on people. He will use the seed in the right soil which will give fruit, which will give new invention, ideas, business plans, which will prepare, which will grow something inside. Because God cannot change people around us until we change deep inside. God will change the environment when our heart deep inside will be changed. It will kind of reflect what's going on inside of me. This is how God works. He says, I want to bless you. My word that I can put deep inside of your heart can bring a lot of blessing to you. With this word, I created the whole universe. When I said, let the light become, bring, or everything else, I sent the word. And right now, I can send that word, the same word, into your heart. And if your heart is ready, soil is soft, will receive it. When you're going to be praying, meditating, worshiping, you're going to water the soil, the seed. At some point, the seed will grow and will bring a lot of fruit. Amen. I believe 2018 is going to be a good year for every person who decides, Lord, I'm stepping into new territory. I'm going into new season. I want to experience you more. I want to experience you more. Because Bible says it's time to seek the Lord. Whatever he can do for you in your life, it's time to just get closer to him. Just get closer to him. And I believe God will change our hearts and will plant the seed. And the good news is that Jesus once, he said, guys, it's better for you that I will go. Why? Because the Holy Spirit will come. And not he will just come. He will live inside of you. And you will be connected to that, not Google engine, search engine, but you will be connected to my spirit. Man. And Bible says that spirit searches even the depth. Searches even the depth of God. Nobody knows about that. Only that spirit that he sent to this earth into your heart. And we become one with his spirit. Amen. And also, Bible in the Old Testament said, the day is going to come when I will take the stone hearts. I will take the stone hearts. And I'll put a new heart. And I'm going to do it with the help of the Holy Spirit. Such a cool time we live in. Amen. In the Old Testament, it was the time when just few people experienced the presence of the Holy Spirit. Just few people. And those people who experienced the presence of Holy Spirit, they became special people. On one of them, Holy Spirit came and he started carving with wood. And he became one of the best in carving wood. He became the best in his stuff. And when the Holy Spirit came on Samson, he just took this door and just, you know, because he would connect it to that search, to that spirit, to that power, the Holy Spirit. And we live in the era of Holy Spirit right now. In Old Testament, God Father, he was active and the Holy Spirit was just a little sometimes. Then Jesus was ministering to the people. Then he said, guys, it's better for me to go. I just want to go because you don't understand what you're gonna get. You will be connected. You will be connected to the Father himself through the Holy Spirit. And he will lead you from one season to another. He will guide you, instruct you, bless you. And you will experience, you will get ideas, business ideas, plans, help, how to do business the best when he's going to anoint you. It does not say that you will be lazy or not working hard. You will be working hard. Like Joseph, he was working hard in a prison, Pharaoh's house. During even prosperity, he was working hard to get as much as possible wealth and from field harvest. But God will be helping and supporting your hands. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us. We are located at 1415 Northeast 223rd Avenue in Fairview, Oregon. You can find us online at www.anthemfamily.org and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at My Anthem Family. God bless.